This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three of the Tuesday edition, and you, as always, can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is completely free. That's freetalklive.com. We're going straight to the phones to start things out here, because this is a show about your calls. On the way, though, I got a story about what happens when you curse on a check.
Sounds very interesting.
But first, we go to the phones. To Johnson in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to correct something that was said before about the Wizards' first role, and to give a little bit of information about it, about this book series by Terry Goodkind.
Right, the sort of truth series.
Yeah, apparently, first of all, Sam Raimi is known for good television shows. He's kind of a wealth of, I mean, the Evil Dead series and the Army of Darkness. Well, one of the things that was said about the books was that it was very clear that Terry Goodkind was, you know, that the good guys were sort of this pro-freedom thing and the bad guys were not.
Okay, seems clear to me.
Book series. Well, see, it's communicated clearly, I think, by the author, but one of the things that I think is done so well in this book series is that it's said that the bad guys are espousing freedom, but at the same time they're espousing order, and they're projecting that the bad guys project that they are the good guys. The bad guys project that
like
they
Republicans.
Are, exactly. They project, you know, all this pious this pious kind of righteous I don't know.
Like Democrats.
Yeah, exactly. It's like kind of both sides. And he does a very, very good job of communicating that just because you believe you're doing right doesn't necessarily mean you are. For example, and I want to say this real quick, this is the Wizard's first rule. The Wizard's first rule is that people are stupid.
Yeah.
Given proper motivation, almost anyone will believe almost anything. Because people are stupid, they will believe a lie because they want to believe it's true or because they are afraid it might be true. People's heads are full of knowledge, facts, and beliefs, and most of it is false, yet they think it all true. Mm. People are stupid. They can only rarely tell the difference between a lie and the truth, and yet they are confident they can, and so are all the easier to fool.
Hmm. I don't know. I think people are ignorant. I think stupid is such a harsh word.
Well, that's the whole point is that it's meant to be a wizard's rule and to be kind of shocking. You know,
right.
The whole thing
in
about
your
this
face.
Is that
right, I got you.
Magic is really psychology, and it's interesting. I think it's a great thing, and I think it's going to make a beautiful television series.
Neat. If I wasn't reading so much nonfiction, I might actually pick one of these up.
Well, you'll have to watch the TV series when it comes out.
Maybe so. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. In fact, since he brought up these rules, I've actually been pointed to the Wizard's Rules. Apparently, these are what rules to live by. I mean, what's the context that you learn these?
I think that they are, rules that wizards would need to know in order to be more powerful magicians.
Okay, so here we
are. Whatever term that is, they use.
Here they are, the Wizard's Rules. As Johnson said, first one is people are stupid. They'll believe anything they want to be true or fear to be true. The second rule is the greatest harm can result from the best intention.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm.
That really applies to the government. Because they always have...
They all do.
They always have grand intentions for their plans and their programs and the money that they're going to spend, but it never works out the way it was intended. In fact, there's always unintended consequences that usually end up harming the people that they actually intended to help. Which is frequently what happens with Democrats. They come in and say, we want to help the poor. We want to help the underprivileged, and then they hurt them.
Well, what about the Republicans? They do the same thing. We want to help the Iraqi people, so we'll blow some of them to smithereens.
Then there's the third rule, which says passion rules reason. Fourth rule, there's magic in sincere forgiveness, the magic to heal, in the forgiveness you grant, and more so in the forgiveness you receive. The magic to heal. The forgiveness.
The forgiveness that you grant is more powerful than the forgiveness that you receive.
I think so.
I don't know. I'm a libertarian, so I believe the things I do are more powerful than things other people do.
Well, the fifth rule is mind what people do, not only what they say, for deeds will betray a lie. So don't just listen to the politicians. Actually watch them.
Well, I think that's true with everyone. Words are cheap.
Sure.
Cheap.
Sure, yeah, go with the guy fixing your car. I mean, yes, absolutely everybody. Question everything. Let's see. Sixth rule. The only sovereign you can allow to rule you is reason. That's cute. Seventh rule, life is the future, not the past. Oh, nothing bugs, but few things bug me more than people who just are constantly waxing nostalgic.
Yeah, bemoaning the past.
Not just bemoaning, but fondly remembering it and living in the past, fondly recalling the past at all times. I remember getting together with a few friends of mine that I've known for a long time. We had a past together, if you will. And I pointed out to them that I was so pleased that our friendship today doesn't entail reminiscing. Because to me, that's not a friendship. That's just an old nostalgia club.
Right.
You're getting together and talking about, let's talk about the old days. Let's talk about the good old times we used to have 10 years ago. No, why don't we talk about what we're doing now
and what's coming up? Yeah, I'm not even good at that. People try to tell me stories about things that I did. And
remember when?
No, I really don't.
Yeah. I mean, neither.
My memory's so bad.
Yeah, I don't remember what I ate for breakfast 2 days ago.
I had this girl telling me the story about we had gone camping. Her and her husband and me and my fiancé had gone camping, and then her husband and my fiancé had, this sounds so bad, gone up the hill out of our sight to look at a graveyard or something that was, and we were down in a creek in a canoe, and I guess she was swimming around in the creek, and up comes an alligator. Not a big one or anything, but she says that I pulled her up by one arm and, like, set her in the canoe. I don't know. It was very superhuman sounding. I don't remember anything about the alligator.
Canoe?
I don't remember.
I've never been canoeing.
I know that I've been canoeing. I remember that experience, right. But anything else, I don't know.
Got it. Let's see here. Here's a few more rules from the wizard. Wizard's eighth rule, deserve victory. I agree with that, because we do deserve to win. Because our position is correct. The pro-freedom position, the pro-liberty position, the one that says that you should be free to live your life however you want so long as you don't harm anyone else, that's correct.
I was thinking the Free Talk Live deserved to win the Podcast Awards 2006.
We haven't talked about that yet tonight. Thanks for bringing it up. Podcastawards.com. The voting is in effect right now. So we need you to go to podcastawards.com. And it's a once-a-day thing. So if you went yesterday, you can go again today and vote again for Free Talk Live. As I pointed out before, we're up against the president himself. President George W. Bush has himself a podcast, too. So if you want to see him get shut down and all
these
other...
You know, he doesn't do the kind of work that we do on ours.
Heck no, he doesn't. But it's not about work. It's about popularity. So we need you to go to podcastawards.com and vote for Free Talk Live in the political category. It's the third one down from the third one up from the bottom on the right side of the page. So podcastawards.com. And while you're at it, go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your monthly vote there as well. Finally, two more rules here. The ninth rule. A contradiction cannot exist in reality, not in part nor in whole. That's kind of floaty.
Yeah.
A contradiction can't exist in reality.
Yes, it's true.
I don't know if I agree with that. But I'm not smart enough to think fast enough to figure it out. Let's go to number 10. Willfully turning aside from the truth is treason to oneself.
Ooh, I would agree with that.
I like that one. Mm-hmm. Willfully turning aside from the truth is treason to oneself. We talked about a study that was done on political types, the Republicans and the Democrats, those guys. And it found that when the person who was being looked at was presented with ironclad evidence that their position was wrong, that they just shut it off, essentially put their fingers in their ears and said, la, 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 I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. Okay, that's really narrowing down what they did in this study. But essentially it's found that when presented with irrefutable evidence that their position is wrong, they shut it off, and then they got a rush out of denying it. They got a buzz out of saying, no, I'm right and you're wrong. They really enjoyed it.
That's interesting. I mean, how can you enjoy just denying the truth?
They just don't like hearing, they don't believe that they can be wrong about it. Mm. And so they don't even want to hear what the other side has to say. So is that willfully turning aside from the truth, or is it ignorantly turning aside from the truth? Are those the same thing? I don't know. 800-259-9231.
No, if you've been shown the truth and you can tell it's the truth, you're willfully turning.
But can they tell it's the truth? That's the question. Are they shutting it off before they've actually had a chance to analyze it? That's what they're doing, in my opinion. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. George in D.C. is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Hey, get signed up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. To the phones, to the fun, to George in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hello. What's up, guys?
Hey, you're on the amplifier line. What's on your mind?
Hey, George.
Well, first things first, I got to ask, I got to wonder how come people don't flash their headlights anymore when they see a speed trap to warn oncoming drivers. I rarely see that anymore.
It's the internet story where they're afraid that gangsters are going to shoot up their car if they flash their lights at them.
You mean one of those fake internet stories?
The fake internet story, like the one you sent me yesterday, George.
Oh, what did I send you yesterday?
That gun-toting grandma one.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's a great story. It's just not true.
Darn.
Hey, George, see if you can get him again. See if you can get him again. You got him good. He had no idea.
Cool, though.
You what?
Anyway, the other day, though, someone was nice enough to warn me about that. And on the way home from work, and I noticed this was on a highway, almost like an interstate. There were like 10 top cars all there, and just pulling people over left and right. And it's like almost an interstate, and people were getting backed up for this.
Oh, man. Nothing is worse than that. So somebody flash their... Wait, so you're saying somebody did actually flash their lights at you?
Yeah, and it just occurred to me that, you know... not many people do that, you know. I mean, they're still.
I think the reason why is because the cops will pull you over for it. It's not the gangsters that people are afraid of. It's the cops are pulling people over if they see it happen.
Yeah, that's messed up. But you know what? I still do it, you know, because I hate cops who pull that kind of crap.
There you go, George. Thanks for the call, man. Anyway, we appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. He gotcha. I didn't realize it was him. That's even funnier.
Yeah, well, it isn't going to happen again, or at least not for a long time. I won't be talking about anything that isn't snoped first.
From Detroit, the Detroit News, Berkeley, Robert Miltzer saw the rectangular white parking ticket on his windshield and cursed. When the time came to pay the $10 fine to Berkeley District Court, Miltzer grudgingly pulled out his checkbook. He scribbled his name, filled in the amount, and in a moment of sheer spontaneous gratification, penned a profane note for the court on the check's memo line. And he wrote, Bull S. Money Grab. Not a big deal.
It is a Bull S. Money Grab.
Right, it is.
Close.
It's parking violations. They stink. I can understand why the guy was angry. It's just the memo line on a check, right? Well,
it's his check.
Those three questionable words have turned into a simple parking ticket with a nominal fine into a criminal charge. That's right, and have raised questions about Miltzer's right to free speech. The 38-year-old computer programmer will go before a judge Wednesday, facing a criminal contempt of court charge, up to 30 days in jail, and a $250 fine. How is it that you get a contempt of court charge by writing something on a check that you're paying to not a court?
Well,
you're paying it to maybe the clerk of court?
I guess
I don't know. I'm lost.
It's my understanding that a speeding ticket, now I'm not saying that this is a parking ticket, is the same thing, but a speeding ticket is an arrest. So you can do away with the whole arrest thing by paying the ticket or taking the class or whatever. You can have your day in court. So maybe you're sort of in contempt of court by just paying and then writing a profanity on the check.
Miltzer learned that things had taken a serious turn when two Allen Park cops knocked on his door on June 8th. They said they had badges and that I needed to appear here. They said, if you don't, we'll have to come back and get you and bring you in. I thought, they were putting all this time towards this minor scofflaw? I was shocked. Miltzer got the parking ticket May 29th after leaving his 1992 Saturn parked on Oxford Street in front of a friend's home where he had spent the night. He said he had not parked in the street prior visits due to clearly posted signs, but the day that he arrived at his friend's house, the signs were gone from the street. He said they had come down. A day or two prior, a friend had left the car overnight, so he got the ticket, and now he's got to go to court. Miltzer said he thought about fighting the ticket, then realized it would be more costly to take time off work than to pay the $10 fine.
Sure would be.
He says it didn't solve anything. It just let them know that I felt they were being unfair. I paid it and forgot about it. On Wednesday, he'll appear before the court with attorney so-and-so of the American Civil Liberties Union. I wish him the best of luck on this. This is bad. This is bad news. You can't even write Apparently, there's unacceptable things you can write on a check. Look, you're getting your money, you greedy thugs. That's not good enough for you? I actually have to bow down and kiss your boots? I mean, that's essentially what this is. They're saying that, oh, no.
You've been disrespectful.
Yeah, look, we'll take your money and everything, but you've got to pay it in the way we specify you pay it. If you don't worship us at the same time, then this isn't good enough. In fact, we're going to throw you in jail if we're not satisfied with what you've written on your check. Apparently,
that's what's happening.
It's crazy. This is insanity. 800-259-9231. I mean, can anybody back up the government on this one? Can anybody actually say that this guy deserves a contempt of court charge for writing BS on his check?
I've got to say that I think that it was crude, but I've done many crude things in my life, and I certainly don't believe that this guy should go to jail or anything should happen to him at all. Nothing should happen to him at all. Perhaps a letter from one of the bureaucrats, which is a waste of my taxpaying dollars,
right.
But a letter from the bureaucrat saying,
it's a $10 ticket!
I did not appreciate having to read your scatological language mm-hmm. on the check that you wrote. Please, I'm a mother, I have three kids, I don't want to have to deal with that. You should have been taught better by your mom. You know, like a scolding. That would probably be the worst thing that should happen
yeah.
to this guy.
So now instead, the taxpayers are spending money on a court trial for this dude, on a contempt of court charge. What was a $10 parking ticket? How insane is this government? See, this is the perfect example of how the government has absolutely no connection to its finances. It has no idea what it's doing. It doesn't care. Unlike a business that actually has profit and a bottom line and overhead, and they have to pay certain bills, and if they don't get the bills paid, then they can't make payroll, and if they can't make payroll...
They're happy to get the check, as long as it doesn't matter what word you've written on it.
Yeah.
We'll just take the check.
So unlike a business that's actually beholden to its checkbook, the government doesn't care. If you mess up, if you put a bad word on the check that you're giving them, they'll spend $500 on cops on overtime to send them to your house to arrest you. They'll spend hundreds more on a court trial where with all kinds of bureaucrats sitting around collecting paychecks in order to stick it to you because you didn't follow the rules that you didn't even know you had to follow. Because as my mom pointed out, this was great. I very rarely get together with her. But I actually had some dinner with her recently because
mm-hmm.
it's my birthday and their anniversary, and we got together for that whole thing,
mm-hmm.
family eating dinner. And I'm not supposed to talk about politics with my mom. She gets really upset. But I did manage to slip in a few jabs,
oh good,
if you will. And I will share that coming up here. Share what she said because it was just amazing about zoning and following rules and the law and ignorance being no excuse. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Give it a toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them totally free, at freetalklive.com. So I was telling a little story, and it's rare that I talk about stories from my life because, well, I have no life. My life is Free Talk Live, and that's what I do 24 hours a day.
There's the sleeping part.
There's a little bit of sleeping and some other minor activities. And one of those minor activities was going to the obligatory family dinner this weekend.
You make it sound so terrible. These are two people
it wasn't terrible.
That
it was good
love
food.
You.
It was good food.
Oh, God.
And free. So, hey, I can't complain.
It's a good thing you don't believe in God. Go ahead.
No, I know they love me and everything, but anyway, I think if she loved me more, she'd let me talk about things I wanted to talk about at dinner time. But she is buying, so I guess I, at that point, should shut up. Anyway.
Yes, you should.
So my mom gets really uncomfortable when I talk about politics, and politics and freedom, attaining freedom and more liberty is what I essentially base my life around. I'm moving to the Free State Project to attain more freedom and liberty. The show, this radio show, has a pro-liberty theme. I mean, that's all I think.
I'll tell you about a Free State Project conversation I had after your story.
Okay, good, good. So this is my life, right? I don't have much else to talk about. So, and I don't want to make small talk with her because I'm tired of making small talk with her because that's all that ever comes. Oh, so how's the weather? Oh, everything's how's everything down at the shop? You know, it's just small talk.
Right.
And so I let her just sort of bring things up, and somehow things got on to, they've got a couple rental houses in the area, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she was talking about how one of her renters is leaving, he tried to park his truck in his driveway, his work truck with a logo on it, and the neighbors got upset.
That's a no-no.
Right, the neighbors got upset. They called the zoning bureaucrats out, the code enforcement, and they came out and threatened him, and He couldn't make it right. He couldn't park the truck far up enough to cover up the logo, so he had to move the truck elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took a shot at the zoning board. I took a shot at that control, that level of control that
right.
we despise on the show. And I just thought to myself, I asked my mom, I said, Mom, have you ever actually read the zoning rules? You know, all the regulations? She said, no. Oh, heck no.
Who would?
That's hard to... I can't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo. And I said...
I have to agree with her.
And I said, well, ignorance of the law... You know, I made the comment about how ignorance of the law is no excuse. And she says, well, that's okay. I'll find out what the law is when they send me the fines.
You know, and that's really the thing, is a lot of these zoning people, they just make the stuff up as they go.
Really?
I swear.
Don't they normally cite a number, some sort of law number?
But
like
what
702.17b.
It's an interpretation. I've heard them say, come out of their mouths. That's not the way we interpret that rule here, sir.
Really? Typical.
I mean, it's not enforcement. They interpret it, just like the judicial system.
Well, Mark, it's necessary to interpret it in this way.
Well, whatever. They're interpreting it that way.
Yeah. So I just found it amazing that she just sort of just bumbles through life, and whenever they send her the fine, then she knows what the law is. That's how she discovers what the law is when she breaks it. And I just think that's really sad.
I think that's exactly how all of us are as far as zoning
should
rules
it,
go.
Should it be that way?
Well, it has.
And that's not just
it's
zoning
the only
rules.
Practical way to do it.
It's not just zoning rules. It's everything.
It's true.
It's everything.
There's so many laws.
You can't possibly know them. It's physically an impossibility to know the laws
yeah.
that you are expected to live your life by. Okay, I know to not harm others. That's intrinsic. I mean, you learn that
makes
in elementary
sense.
School. You
yeah.
learn that in preschool. You know not to hurt other people. I don't need a law telling me to do that. But the rest of them? Totally inaccessible.
Yeah.
Impossible.
There's too many for people to know.
Too many. Not only are there too many, but as my mother rightly pointed out, it's flipping impossible to understand the ones that you try to read.
It's true.
It's written in legalese, which is understandable by lawyers and legal assistants. If you don't have training in reading that crap, it might as well just be Mandarin.
It can be very difficult to understand.
Yeah. It might as well be a foreign language.
Mm.
And as you pointed out, it doesn't matter if you can read it. They'll just interpret it differently. So it's sick.
I can't remember the specific case of what happened with me, but it seemed obvious to me. They cited their little rules, and I went online, and I looked some stuff up, and I found out some information, and I thought I had them dead to rights. And these bureaucrats, they just like, no, we do whatever we want here at the zoning board.
Yeah, that's right.
And you'll kiss our butts.
Peon. Serf.
You'll
slave.
You'll do what we say.
Yeah.
It had something to do
Why label them citizens?
Oh.
Why not just call it what it is? You're a serf. You're a slave. 1-800-259.
We have more freedoms than us. Citizen's a great little title.
We're the freest slaves in the world. If you don't lack this slavery, you should go to some other country and be a slave. At least we got cell phones and TV and beer.
You have beer.
Our masters let us live a pretty nice life. They let us keep 40% of what we earn.
About that.
Well, you're not okay with that? You greedy bastard. You want more money?
Well, I want the zoning bureaucrats out of my life. I can tell you that. I hate those people. I hate them almost as much as I... No, I hate them more than I hate the garbage men.
Toll-free number, 800-259.
So let me tell you about my free state project.
Oh, you've got a story.
Conversation.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I had a gal who called on my house, as you know, I'm trying to sell my house, so that we can go to the free state project.
That's right.
And she asked me, you know, so why are you moving? I said, well, it's a few reasons. Divorce... Job offer. That's the way I sort of describe what the show moving. It's a little easier. And the Free State Project.
Hmm.
And, you know, she understood the job offer and the divorce part, but she didn't really get the Free State Project thing. So she asked me, what is that? I said, well, it's a movement to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. That state is New Hampshire.
That's right.
And I'm going to be going somewhere between September the 1st and, you know, October 31st or something like that. You know, like
if all goes as planned.
Yeah, that was what I told her. And she's like, wow, that sounds pretty radical. And I said, yeah, it is pretty radical. But when I think about the radical things that our founding fathers did, like dying and fighting the Revolutionary War and being hung by their necks till dead. I think moving to some place where it's cold seems pretty easy.
No biggie.
She's like, yeah. And then she started asking questions about the house.
Really?
Yeah, it was just
so that was it.
Yeah, it was a little too much for her, but it was just kind of interesting to see where what it was like from her perspective.
Hmm. I don't know if it's... Yeah, I think it's good that you reshifted the perspective and suggesting that, no, this is really not radical at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not. It's a bunch of people that want more freedom. A bunch of people that realize that we are running shy on the freedom container
mm-hmm.
in America, and it needs to be replenished. And it should have been done 100 years ago. And so we're a little bit late, but better late than never.
Well,
so let's go.
It could be worse in America, I must say.
It will be worse if we don't act.
Right.
If if a good man don't stand up finally and fight against this evil government, for lack of a better word, then it absolutely will and is getting worse. All right. The email box we go. By the way, you can dial in toll free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231 from Joshua. He says, the main reason I'm writing in is that after hearing Ian say over and over that everything should be held privately and that private citizens could then make their own rules and that if people didn't like Citizen A's rules and he could either buy something similar himself and go be a patron of Citizen B. Well, first of all, you're missing one point, and that is that if everything was held privately, there'd be no government, therefore no citizens. Minor issue. Says, at first, this did really sound good. But for some reason, when the emailer asking about whether the liberty to take a nice walk through the forest was more or less important than the liberty of the person who owns the forest to shoot the late-night walker was answered by Ian saying the only liberty the walker had was to buy his own forest or visit a forest someone else was willing to share to allow them to walk in, the absurdity of the situation hit me pretty hard. Basically, in Ian's world, the rich will truly own and be able to subjugate the poor, much more blatantly than even today. If everything happens according to Ian's plan, we're going to have the super wealthy owning all the roads, parks, schools, land, and, well, pretty much everything else.
I don't think that's so.
Why?
It just doesn't make any sense to me that people would necessarily be poor. People can create wealth on their own. I'd go out and I'd do it every day.
You can't create wealth if the super wealthy buys everything up first.
Yes, I can.
Nah.
Wealth is unlimited.
We'll explain a little bit more. Let's explore this idea. 800-259-9231. What would happen in the event that all property was truly private? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, so if you want to get on, now would be the time to call. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free. Two easy ways to help support the show. One, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Two, become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Amazon is the world's largest retailer, internet retailer, over 30 different categories of products, great place to shop. Odds are, if you've been online, you've shopped there before. The difference between going through their normal site and going through our site is when you go through amazon.freetalklive.com, we get a percentage of everything you buy.
We get a little spiff.
And the AMP program is really awesome as well. I'll leave that to you to discover at amp.freetalklive.com. That's AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're reading this email from, from Joshua. And he's talking about how in a world, the world that I have proposed, and that is at least the America that I have proposed, or the area to live in that I have proposed, because I don't believe this could ever possibly spread across America. I hope it does someday, but if it just happens in one state, I'll be plenty happy. The idea is to turn all property over to private owners.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about the reasons why, because government doesn't care about the property. If you're an environmentalist, you should want private ownership of property, because private owners want to sell it down the line, which means they want to take care of it.
Well, and what's the gentleman's name? Josh?
Josh.
Now, Josh proposes that a system of, you know, public ownership of, say, forests or parks or, you know, he imagines that somebody, every person should have the right to go to a park.
Right.
Enjoy nature, watch chipmunks frolic, you know, enjoy the trees, that kind of thing. And I have to agree that I think that that's great for a person's soul. I think it's good to do that.
Sure.
But he imagines that everyone should be able to do it, no matter how wealthy or poor they are. But the thing is when you start having the government pool money together so that they can buy these things so that everybody can use them, you're forcing people, including the poor people, to pay for these things.
The poor people that will, that maybe don't want to go to a park.
Right. Maybe they don't want to go to a park. Maybe they should go to a park for their own well-being, but they don't. And just because they paid for it doesn't mean they go now. I see parks all the time just completely empty. Mostly during the day, because that's when I'm out. I suppose in the afternoons they could have kids playing ball or something out there.
Right.
I don't have any idea. I'm not a big park goer. Consequently, I don't feel I should pay for these things.
Exactly.
But the city forces people poor people to pay for these things through property taxes, through the property taxes of their landlords who have to pass on those property taxes in the form of rent.
You know, Josh may understand all that. He may understand that force is wrong, but what he's scared of is that if we turn all the private property over to private ownership, if we turn all property to private ownership, that the rich will control everything. To continue his email, he says, if it were the case that the rich controlled everything, the poor would not be better off because of a lack of taxes. Instead of having to worry about paying sales tax directly and the trickle-down taxes that businesses pass on to consumers, they will instead be nickel and dime for everything that they need. They'll be charged tolls for trying to drive to work. They'll have to pay to send their children to school. If they're being robbed or been assaulted, then they'll have to pay to have a police officer or peace officer or mercenary or whatever and come out to help them, since they obviously wouldn't have a couple hundred dollars available to buy a gun and keep it loaded. Okay, A, they are paying gasoline tax right now, mm-hmm. which means they're being nickel and dimed on gas.
It's more like double quartered every gallon.
Right. And also, as we pointed out, with private roads, there would be competition to the point where I think, at least, roads, many of them would be free. They'd be paid for by billboards. They'd be sponsored by the businesses that are on that road. I can think of ways to do free roads, and I'm not in the roads business. Okay, so there's just one example. He says they're gonna have to pay to send their children to school. They're paying now, as you pointed out, property taxes to the tune of hundreds of dollars per month to pay to send children to school. And what about poor people without children? They're paying to send other poor people's children to school.
You know, and the property tax thing, if you are a homeowner, and therefore either lower middle class or middle class or on up, at the very least you have the advantage in this particular state of this homestead exemptions and, you know, all the stuff that goes with that. But if you're a renter, then the landlord has to pay essentially investment property taxes on the property, which okay. means that he doesn't get any kind of breaks. A homeowner gets a break for the home that they live in.
Right.
A property, you know, a company or a person that owns a bunch of property,
he
doesn't get any breaks on that property.
So he's got to raise the rent.
So you pay the highest property taxes as a renter. Poor people pay the highest property taxes.
You know what Joshua's problem is he hates rich people. He believes, he's bought into this belief system that rich people are evil, and whenever they have a chance to squeeze another dime out of you, they will.
Now, how come, why don't rich people rule the world now? How come they haven't...
George Bush is pretty rich.
...bought every... And you know, absolutely has a great deal of power, but, I mean, why haven't
they bought... What about Bill Gates? How about Bill Gates?
Why hasn't he bought every house on my street and decided to run me out? I mean, does he have some... He doesn't have a vendetta against me? I don't understand.
What about... George Bush is someone with real power.
If they can buy everything, why haven't they bought everything?
Bill Gates really could buy, a lot.
He could probably buy the city I'm in.
Yeah, he could come down and buy a few cities. He could buy the West Coast of Florida,
I
don't know, $56 billion. That's
a lot of jack, money. But I don't think you're going to buy the whole West Coast of Florida.
He did a good chunk of it.
He could handle
Tampa Bay.
He could buy strategic locations, that's for sure.
But he doesn't. In fact, wait a minute. Warren Buffett just gave away billions of his. He's talking about giving away most of his fortune to charities and other groups like that. What kind of a world do you live in, Josh? Where everybody behaves in the way that you believe they do. They're just trying to screw over everyone else. You're forgetting the fact that most rich people got that way by giving people what they wanted.
It's true.
That's the secret to success. Whoops, I just gave it out over the airwaves. Now everybody knows, and you can use it to your own advantage. That's right. If you give people what they want, they in turn will give you what you want. It's a fact. It's karmatic. It's the golden rule. It's another way to phrase the golden rule. Treat others as you would like to be treated.
It's a good rule to live by.
All right. He goes on in his email. He says, right now, Ian's probably saying, well, there's no welfare or other government support. Charities and private donations would take care of it. Please. While I'll admit there are a number of good and honest and caring people in the world, not all of them are rich and would be able to help support the vast number of people that have been impoverished by the system we currently have. And let's be honest, what's the main reason that most businesses and very wealthy individuals make large donations? Tax breaks, of course.
I just don't believe that. That does not make any sense to me at all. I think that that's just a huge attack on rich people. Why would you do this? Why? Okay, here's how this, the write-offs for taxes work. It essentially eliminates that amount of money from your income.
Okay.
So
if I'm making $100,000 and I donate $50,000, I've only made $50,000.
Quote unquote made $50,000, yeah. And you pay taxes on $50,000.
Got it.
So if you really are a lecherous, evil man that wants to keep all your money for yourself as much as you possibly can, then you keep the $50,000, the extra $50,000.
Yeah.
And you pay taxes on it, you're going to pay a lot. You're going to pay prohibitive taxes on it. Not prohibitive. Prohibitive is not the right word. You're going to pay a lot of taxes on that $50,000. But you're going to keep the other half. So if you give the $50,000 away, you only have $50,000 left, right?
And you have to pay taxes on it.
No, you pay $50,000 on the taxes you have. I'm trying to explain
right.
This. I wish I hadn't used those numbers. Okay, let's go 60 and 40.
Okay.
I made $100,000. I gave away $40,000 of it. And I'm keeping 60.
Okay.
I pay taxes on that $60,000.
Right.
Okay. Now, if I'm a bad guy, why wouldn't I keep all $100,000, pay the taxes on $100,000? I'll end up with more money to spend on myself and hookers and cocaine. Suppose I pay 30% on my $60,000. I pay 40% on my $100,000.
Right.
I got $60,000 left over from the $100,000. I've got 30 off of 60, 18. About
you got
40.
More.
Yeah. 40 left. 40,000 right. Off the 60,000. So I can have 40,000 or I can have 60,000.
It's just a hatred of rich people.
It really is. It doesn't make any sense. It's not an understanding. If I give $50,000 to charity, I'm giving away $50,000. I'm giving away at the very least $20,000.
The fact is, Josh is supporting taxation and theft, and we're supporting freedom. He's got a little bit more. We're going to have to hold off on it maybe till tomorrow. Pat in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Pat.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, dude. Short on time. You got about, 30, 40 seconds. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I'm a big fan of the show, and I just wanted your opinion on something.
Okay, great.
I'm thinking about joining the Marine Corps after college as an officer.
Ooh, just say no.
Do you think this decision conflicts with my libertarian beliefs? Now,
absolutely.
That's what Ian would say. What does Mark think about this?
You know, the thing is, here's what I think. I think that there's a bevy of other jobs out there at 18, or a college at 20, 21, 22, 23 that will pay you better than a Marine Corps. What are you going to be, a butter bar? First lieutenant?
Second lieutenant.
Butter bar. Great. They're going to pay you better, and if you don't like the job, you can quit.
Yeah, and you'll also be producing something for the economy, which the Marines don't do as well. You won't be a slave. And also,
they kill people and break things.
Also, you'll feel good because the money you're earning wasn't stolen from other people at gunpoint. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you asking. And
Thank you, Pat. Good luck
with your decision, Pat. It's been in here with you.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you